Let's head to, and we do this every Tuesday, let's head to the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. And joining us again today, infection preventionist and the clinical quality and professional development, Margie Kochmeyer is back with us again today. Hey, Margie, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, it's that time of year. We're talking flu. And I guess maybe the first thing you should do is define the flu and the symptoms. We're not talking about the stomach flu and how dangerous is it. Set the table for the flu.
The flu is short for influenza, and it's a seasonal virus that usually makes people sick with respiratory symptoms, not GI symptoms, between October and May. Symptoms of influenza are the body aches, cough, and fever. It can be dangerous for any age, but especially for young kids who have little immunity or older people who have those chronic conditions, the lung, heart, kidney diseases, or someone with cancer that puts them at more risk. The flu is dangerous because every year there are people who die from the flu. On average, about 36,000 deaths annually from the flu in the United States. Some years we see more, some years we see less. Last year, there was over 60,000 deaths.
Talk about people now this year. It's time for the flu shot now. Many people concerned about making sure they get the flu shot. What's your advice on that?
Well, every year I share the importance of taking a flu vaccine so that you can protect yourself. We really don't know what our flu season is going to look like this year. And while the flu shot will not cover you for COVID, I cannot imagine someone having both the flu and the COVID viruses at the same time. COVID continues to spread, and so will the flu. So my suggestion is to protect yourself the best you can by taking a flu shot early.
And since it is flu shot season, when should we be getting our flu shots? And are some people having, if you get it too early, do you have to get a second flu shot then?
No, you know, the CDC has said July and August is too early. You should be getting them in September and October. And I've talked to some people that say, I will take my flu shot when I hear that the flu is circulating in the community. Well, we can reduce the amount of circulating flu by being vaccinated before it arrives here. So take a flu shot as soon as it becomes available in September or October. And remember that it's going to take you 2 weeks for that flu shot to be effective. So we want to be ready by being vaccinated.
You know, I've heard that maybe this flu season is not going to be so bad because the same things that we do to avoid COVID are also the same things that help us to avoid the flu. Is that right?
And those are the things that we've talked about for many years, about keeping our hands washed, keeping distances from people, staying home when we're sick. And it proved when we started locking down borders, flu, I couldn't believe in a week how many flu cases dropped right here in Stevenson County just from taking those precautions.
What about the vaccine this year, the flu vaccine? Is there anything different about it this year?
Some of the strains of the flu vaccine have been updated to provide better protection. In the past, the high dose gave us, remember, the 2A and 1B strain. And for the first time this year, the high dose is going to provide protection for 2A and 2B strains, just like the regular flu shot. The difference is that high dose gives us four times the amount of antigen in each strain that it covers than the regular flu shot.
Well, you talk about different strains of the flu, and the vaccine doesn't necessarily protect people from all of the strains. Is that why you can get a flu shot but then still get the flu?
Well, there is different reasons why people get the flu even though they've been vaccinated. The flu vaccine, number one, can't give you the flu. So if you do get the flu a couple of days after the vaccine, you were probably already exposed. After being vaccinated, sometimes people will get mild symptoms. They might feel kind of sluggish or run a low-grade temperature, have some body aches. This is not bad, and Dr. Geller tells me that this is our body's way of making antibodies. There's very different strains of the flu, and each year the United States studies the flu in other parts of the world that are similar to ours, and then we try to make our vaccine based on what we think is going to circulate. Sometimes the strain in the vaccine is well matched with the virus that's circulating, but sometimes it's not. And know that when you hear H3N2 is circulating, that is a very hard strain to match. We're never going to have 100% coverage, so we have to be careful about being around people who are sick. If we do get the flu and we've had a flu shot, it could minimize the symptoms.
We take our cues from Australia because they're in their winter right now. And is my understanding is that they're having a light flu season because they're, again, protecting against COVID. Is that right?
It didn't start out that way for Australia. They started out pretty heavy. They were seeing about 6,000 cases a month. Once they closed their border, those cases went from 6,000 to 200. So it really made a difference that they were following those precautions.
All right. Now, you talked about children and seniors, and they're a little bit different here. Talk a little bit about their symptoms, and then also when you should really consider for kids, for children, and also for seniors, when they should, if they have the flu, when they should seek professional medical advice.
Kids under the age of 5 and older adults are susceptible just because of their immune statuses that they have. Last season, there was 188 flu-associated pediatric deaths in the United States. So people should seek help from a medical professional when they have shortness of breath, fevers that continue, or they feel like they have not improved.
And what if you have the flu? How do you treat it at home without seeking medical advice? What's your suggestions there?
It can be treated at home based on your symptoms. So if you have a headache and a fever, take Tylenol. You can do over-the-counter cough medicine for coughs. Drink fluids so that you don't get dehydrated. Antiviral medications, not antibiotics, can be used to help reduce the symptoms if somebody tests positive for the flu, and stay home when you're sick so that you don't make others sick.
And when do you give the advice in terms of anybody having to seek professional medical care if you have the flu?
When symptoms persist, so you're not improving within a few days, if your symptoms become more severe, you develop chest pain, a headache, shortness of breath, dizziness, confusion, persistent vomiting, call your provider and discuss whether or not you need to be seen. FHN has telehealth services available. Virtual visits are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And it could be appropriate for some people in some cases. So see the FHN.org site for more information on that.
All right. We're talking with Margie Kochmeyer, infection preventionist at FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Margie, I know that FHN is hosting a number of flu shot events now, many more than they have in the past. You can come without an appointment to get your shots. Tell us about what's happening with the flu shots.
The FHN flu shots for the community this year are going to be drive-through only. So the church or grocery store flu shots that we typically give are not going to be done this year. There's going to be 7 drive-through events. Again, see the FHN site for dates, locations, and times, and cost of the vaccine. 4 of those events will be held at Burchard Hill outside the facility. Some will be on Wednesday evenings. Some will be on Saturday mornings. There's going to be 2 at Eastland High School in Lanark, both on Saturdays, and 1 at Terrapin Park in Elizabeth, next to the Elizabeth Grand Antique Mall, and that's going to be a Saturday as well.
All right, and if people want to learn more about the flu, how can they find out more, Margie?
To learn more about the upcoming flu season, go to www.fhn.org, the FHN Facebook page, WebMD, or flu.gov, but use reputable sources.
All right. And as far as your area is concerned, Stevenson County, the surrounding communities, before you leave, COVID, still community spread of COVID?
Absolutely. We're still seeing positive cases. And because we're taking precautions that we think are going to minimize the flu this year, that does not mean that we shouldn't take a flu shot. Like I said, I just can't imagine anybody having both of these viruses. But remember, too, the year following a pandemic is going to be a strong flu season. So next year is probably going to be pretty bad for us.
All right. Margie, always great information. I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Let's talk again soon. Again, I know that, okay?
Very good. Thank you.
All right. That's Margie Kochmeyer, infection preventionist, clinical quality and professional development, here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program, the preceding brought to you today by FHN.